2 years ago, Pfizer was forced to sell this building. They sold it 2 years ago. They needed a cash infusion. Why did they need a cash infusion? They had three drugs, Lipitor, Viagra, and Zoloft. Lipitor was the largest class action lawsuit in the history of America. It took these bastards down. How many people here have seen The Wizard of Oz? Let's look behind the curtain. Because we think these people are all powerful. They're not. They needed these shots because they were broke. They are moving right now into 66 Hudson Yards, which is right across the street from CNN. That's very appropriate because Pfizer is keeping CNN on the air. They're also broke.
Yeah.
This morning I did my research, which I do every day. I'm sure you all do a lot of research. I do it for a living. My research has to be accurate or I don't get paid. My research showed me today that 68.3% of Americans have refused to take these shots. So what you're doing is working. What they're doing is not working. And that's based on real hard data that I crunched this morning. In fact, it is so bad, and believe me, I'm not some disinformation guy trying to tell you to sit down and give up. Keep doing what you're doing. Okay? For all my friends in the FBI, I'd like to say hello. Okay?
CIA!
You used to come to Union Square. I guess you come down here now. Follow us to Hudson Yards.
CIA too.
How am I doing on time?
Keep going.
Lipitor injured so many people that they had to settle with the largest class action in the history of this country. They had to keep that real quiet because their shareholders were going to freak out. And who are their shareholders? If you have a pension fund, you own their stock. If their stock tanks, your pension goes away. That's how we're all tied into this bullshit. We're at a point right now where we're exposing these bastards. Dr. Fauci will be indicted within the next 2 weeks. He's gonna be indicted on misappropriating federal funds. Write that down. Dr. Fauci is gone and he's put in a jail cell where Bernie Madoff used to sit. You can then walk down the street and say, why are you wearing a mask? Why are you taking these shots? The guy who told you to do it is sitting in a jail cell right now for financial fraud. So you are winning. You are not losing. What we need to do now, okay, obviously everyone still thinks this is Pfizer. They sold the building in 2018. They're moving to Hudson Yards. They're going to be in there in about another 2 weeks. They take the top, bottom 10 floors and they keep going up. They have 1.6 million square feet at 66 Hudson Yards. We need to plant ourselves in front of CNN. What's interesting, yesterday I was with Richie and we walked by, CNN was filming live on the sidewalk, and I asked the security guard, what would you do to me right now if I walked in, took the microphone, and started telling the world the truth?
Yeah.
And you know what the security guard said? I wouldn't stop you.
Yeah. Okay.
So we have to remember that what we're doing is effective, and it's going to get more effective. We also have a group called Eco Health. Who knows who Eco Health is? Okay, they are located on 8th Avenue and 36th Street. Eco Health is what's called a money laundering front corporation. Okay, Fauci laundered the money through Eco Health and then gave it to the Chinese. But first, he thought he was so smart, being the Jesuit-trained piece of garbage he is from Holy Cross. I hope I'm not offending any of my Jesuit friends. Okay, he thought he could launder the money through a shell corporation on 36th and 8th Avenue. Well, we need to go to the shell corporation and say, guess what? You're exposed now. You laundered the money for Fauci. They then gave it to China. So now Dr. Fauci, who says you need a booster shot, is going to be in a jail cell for money laundering and misappropriating federal funds. But we shouldn't stop with Dr. Fauci. Okay? We should continue on to the idiot of idiots, Andrew Cuomo. This guy is so stupid, when his father was running for mayor, he came up with the slogan, vote for Cuomo, not the homo. Not realizing that half the voters in New York are either gay, lesbian, or have gay, lesbian friends. So he lost the election for his idiot father, and Ed Koch became one of the great mayors of New York, if you want to debate that, but I think he was.
No.
So Richie's going to come up and talk now, but if we move this over to Hudson Yards, I'm going to tell you, we'll have real impact. Facebook is in Hudson Yards, CNN is in Hudson Yards, Google is now in Hudson Yards, Pfizer will be in Hudson Yards.